First of all, Thomas Bilney. He was a young priest, immersed in humanism, and he came to believe in the doctrine of justification by faith alone through the study of Paul's epistles in the original Greek New Testament. And he began to strongly denounce images, pilgrimages, the adoration of Mary, praying to the saints, though oddly enough, he still adhered to transubstantiation and the supremacy of the Pope. And that's a good reminder to us that thorough reformation didn't always happen immediately for some of these guys. They were emerging out of centuries of error. And so, but he did come to understand clearly the gospel, to embrace salvation by faith alone in Christ and justification by faith alone. And then under the pressure of trial, being brought to trial for his beliefs, he publicly renounced his Protestant beliefs in 1527. But then after he did that, he was consumed with guilt over what he had done, and he seems after that to have deliberately courted martyrdom. So he started engaging on a course of unauthorized evangelistic preaching and distributing. He began preaching everywhere, distributing William Tyndale's New Testament. And I'll talk about Tyndale's New Testament in a moment. So he was arrested again in 1531. This time he did not recant, and he was burned as a martyr. He was about 36 years old